I once could have laughed at. All those I had lived with over the years, they went by, fallen, dragging their packs, dragging their lives, deserting their homes, the years of their childhood, cringing like beaten dogs. They passed without a glance in my direction. They must have envied me. The procession disappeared round the corner of the street. A few paces farther on, and they would have passed beyond the ghetto walls. The street was like a marketplace that had suddenly been abandoned. Everything could be found there: suitcases, portfolios, briefcases, knives, plates, banknotes, papers, faded portraits, all those things that people had thought of taking with them, and which in the end they had left behind. They had lost all value. Everywhere rooms lay open, doors and windows gaped onto the emptiness. Everything was free for anyone, belonging to nobody. It was simply a matter of helping oneself. An open tomb. A hot summer sun.
The scene that Ellie just described was really sad. As the villagers walk past him on their way out of Sziget, Ellie can hardly believe what he's seeing. With everyone gone, the ghetto looks like an abandoned marketplace. Because they were forced out so quickly, the villagers had to leave many valuable items behind. These things now lie on the streets outside people's homes as if they were being put up for sale. But there is no one left to buy them, and the items have lost all value anyway, because their owners are headed for a place where money and belongings don't matter. Ellie says the abandoned ghetto is like an open tomb or grave. What do you think he means? Well, for one thing, the place is now silent and deserted like a tomb. But in a deeper sense, Ellie could also mean that the lives the Jews of Sziget once enjoyed are now over. The ghetto has become like a grave for a way of life that's now dead. Let's continue on page 15 with, "We had spent the day fasting."
We had spent the day fasting, but we were not very hungry. We were exhausted. My father had accompanied the deportees as far as the entrance of the ghetto. They first had to go through the big synagogue, where they were minutely searched to see that they were not taking away any gold, silver, or other objects of value. There were outbreaks of hysteria and blows with the truncheons. "When is our turn coming?" I asked my father. "The day after tomorrow. At least, unless things turn out differently. A miracle, perhaps." Where were the people being taken to? Didn't anyone know yet? No, the secret was well kept. Night had fallen. That evening we went to bed early. My father said,